Hello, my name is Greg Bresnitz, and welcome to Crescendo, a Sonic Menu podcast where I discuss food and music pairings with the most interesting culinary minds today. Each episode, I ask our guests to walk us through a seven-course menu of their dreams, pairing each plate with a complimentary song. We talk about the dishes in depth and listen to their musical pairings, bringing all kinds of never-before-told stories to the table. Throughout the menu, we explore the interplay between food and music, taking you behind the scenes and into the kitchen, where the stereo is always turned up to 11. If it's your first time dining with us, here's how our Sonic pairing menu works. There are four parts. First, the opening. One dish paired with one song that gives you a taste of the journey ahead. Next up, the bill. Four dishes, four songs, layering flavors, textures, and tunes, building up to our namesake moment, the crescendo, the height of the menu. Your entree served with a big tune, tying it all together. And we close with a palate cleanser, a moment of reflection to send you on your way. If you would like to follow along with the pairing menu, you can find everything at podcastcrescendo.com. On this episode, our guests see themselves as artists first and culinarians second. Maria Rondeau, a designer and artist, along with Juanma Calderon, an independent video producer-director, are the co-owners of Celeste in Somerville, Massachusetts, and Esmeralda in Andover, Vermont. Nominated as a semi-finalist for the James Beard Award in the Best New Restaurant category, Celeste was also named among the 2018 Best New Restaurants in America by Esquire and voted Eater Boston's Best New Restaurant the same year. This summer, the artists opened Esmeralda, where they offer celebratory experiences in the setting of their home and share Peruvian cooking traditions, including Pachamama, the ancient method of preparing food in the ground. Today, we are joined by Maria Rondeau and Juanma Calderon. Welcome to Crescendo.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
I'm quite excited to have you both here because your identities, if you will, you sign yourselves first as artists and creatives, and I think food people almost second, which is really new for the show. And we're going to get into your background, but let's just get into the first pairing. Maria, Juanma, whoever's first, why don't you set us up for our opening pairing?
You make the list.
Pisco sour. There's no way to start without a pisco sour. And so for us, the drink, the setting the mood has to do with that kind of tart, bitter, sweet experience that is only coming through with a pisco sour. And the vibes are the psychedelic.
And tell us about this song that you paired it with. It is a phenomenal opener. I definitely heard it and was moving in my seat and got very excited for what was to come. Who's the musician and what's the song?
This is a group from the 60s, Los Destellos. They are considered like the father of the cumbia, the Peruvian cumbia. So there's a band who they changed the original cumbia, they changed the el acordeón.
The accordion,
and for the electric guitar. So, because they're in the band, they have some people, some musicians from rock and roll bands. So, they start to use the electric guitar for this kind of
the mezcla. The mix, yeah. And that set a new tone.
Great. Okay, here we go. Our opening pairing here on Crescendo. Thank you. So as we mentioned, you two are artists first. Maria in architecture and design, and Juan Ma as a video producer and director. Juan Ma, let's start with you. You were covering the alt-rock scene in Lima in the 90s. Can you describe what the vibe was like there and what the energy was like coming out of that music world?
Yeah, there was a very special moment because we are basically living under a dictator.
Yeah.
Yeah. And in those days, by the in the middle of 90s, suddenly bands start to come over to protest, like a way to protest against the dictator, this Japanese guy, Fujimori. And that create a very new and fresh scene. It was forming from the musician, from the people who was callada.
They were quiet, silenced.
They were silent for a while, then starting over, and yeah. So and in the same time, the video appeared, people start to have video cameras. So that was a nice coincidence for me that I cannot play an instrument, but I can carry a camera and be part of the concerts, the backstage, the rock and roll bands. So that was my job. That was my job to record all that scene. Yeah, I was lucky.
Amazing. We are now into the build section. You can't just go from an opening moment to a crescendo. You need to work your way there. This is four parts. I love this first pairing out the gate. Tell me about the song and how does it pair with what you're serving?
Okay, where's the song?
So we have O Que Será, which is one of my favorites. So I was adamant about this one. And for me, it's not only a beautiful song. It talks about love, or what is love? And it's a rhetorical question and the impossibility of knowing exactly what it is, but it pairs perfectly with The Plate, which is, our project is in Vermont now. And Juanma, his food is very much, well, he does a lot of things, but he does seafood very well. So in Somerville, our Celeste restaurant, we do a lot of, we do a lot of seafood. One of the most beautiful dishes is a sashimi called el tiradito of tuna. So Juanma came up with a new interpretation of that using watermelon, which is just as bright, just as vibrant, just as beautifully shocking to see. But when you taste it, it's a completely other taste because, of course, there's a crunchiness, it has the soy sauce, it has a bit of the ají amarillo. So all of that combined with the song, there was a bit of a wondering, what is this? And so both the song in terms of starting slow and building up to the next stage and also cleansing the palate to get started, which is the idea with this first dish, which is the watermelon sashimi. That is kind of the pairing that we thought would work as we get started.
It's a very clean and fresh flavor that prepare you and getting ready for the whatever it comes next.
Yo creo en muchas cosas que no he visto y ustedes también lo sé. No se puede negar la existencia de algo palpado por más etéreo que sea. No hace falta exhibir una prueba de decencia de aquello que es tan verdadero. El único gesto es creer o no. Algunas veces hasta creer llorando. Se trata de un tema incompleto porque le falta respuesta. Respuesta que alguno de ustedes quizás le pueda dar. Es un tema en Technicolor para hacer algo útil del amor. Para todos nosotros, amén. Oh, qué será, que anda suspirando por las alcobas, que se oye susurrando en versos de trova, que anda combinándonos preguntas locas, que anda en las cabezas, anda en las bocas, que anda ascendiendo por altos huecos, que están hablando alto en la bodega y grita en el mercado. ¿Qué cosa es esa? Es la naturaleza. ¿Será que será? Que no tiene certeza y nunca te da, que no tiene concepto y nunca tendrá, que no tiene tamaño. ¿Qué será, qué será? Que viven las ideas de esos amantes, que cantan los poetas más delirantes y juran los profetas emborrachados. Está en la romería de los mutilados, está en la fantasía de los infelices, está en el día a día de las meretrices y todos los bandidos y desvalidos en todos sus sentidos. ¿Será, qué será? Que no tiene decencia y nunca tendrá, que no tiene censura y nunca tendrá, le falta sentido. ¿O qué será, qué será? Que ningún aviso podrá evitar, que tampoco los presos puedan desafiar, que todos los caminos tendrán que cruzar, donde todos los signos van a consagrar, y todos los niñitos investigar, y todos los destinos van a encontrar, y el mismo Padre Eterno que nunca fue allá, al hombre nuevamente lo bendecirá, apagando al infierno su llama final, porque no tiene caso volver a rodar por la falta de juicio.
¿Qué será?
La puerta a tocar tres veces, o oh, ¿quién será?
¿Quién será?
Está suspirando por las alcobas y susurrando besos de trova. Ponte a solo podré evitar.
¿Qué será?
En toda campana repicará y el que está dormido despertará.
¿Qué será?
Somos fantasmas, somos fantasmas. Siento la puerta tocar tres veces.
You have a master's from Columbia of architecture planning and preservation. You've worked with experimental architecture through your whole career. Tell me a little bit about C41, the institution you and Juanma put together in 2013.
So we met around that time, and for me, it was a return. I always had this idea of going back to Guatemala, where I grew up. There's a house from my childhood. It was nestled between ruins in the little town of Antigua, which used to be the capital at one point in the 1600s in Guatemala, of all Central America. So there's a number of earthquakes over the centuries. So a lot of the city, although it's a colonial city, is still in ruins. And so we had a house that was perched right against one of these churches that was falling down. And that's where I spent my childhood. So in 2013, when we met, we had this idea. I always had the idea of returning. And we thought, what if we just took that site, and knowing as many artists as we do, and this idea of kind of a return, what could we set up something there where we would collaborate both with local artists, and that would allow me to reconnect with my roots, and also bring artists that we know from our lives here and Peru and all over, bring them there and share this experience. So it was an open-ended project, experimental in nature. We had an open site, and the idea was just to bring people together, and we did it once a year. And so it was a seasonal thing. It was an outdoor thing. The pieces that we set up deteriorated over time, so that was also kind of built into the experience. Like, what do you make? What do you put yourself into that you know is going to eventually just disappear? So there was something ethereal about it.
We're still in our build section. That was a beautiful opening. Tell us about the next pairing. What is the dish and what is the song?
We have the camarones. Anticucho.
Camarones and anticucho. So yeah, we start to try these big pieces of shrimps. What's the name of those?
Prawns.
The prawns in Celeste. And so then I connected with street food from Lima. There's the anticuchos. Is the lady in the little car. With a fire, with a big fire, they're selling the original play is with the heart of the town. So yeah, but the sauce when you marinate those, it's amazing, and it's so delicious. So I use the same sauce,
and it requires fire, candela.
Yeah, and then I use the same sauce for these prawns. So I put these prawns on fire. And I can get some memories of the flavor of this Lima street food, yeah.
And the song, Nova Lima.
And the song is from Lima. Yeah, Nova Lima is a group who tried to connect the Afro-Peruvian music with the electronic music and beats, so giving something more modern.
More modern, yeah. Contemporary.
Contemporary.
Enciende mi candela. Look at this. We'll be right back.
The evolution of C41 led to a number of pop-up dinners in Cambridge, Massachusetts, where you are from, which to me seems like it's the beginning of your culinary journey. Tell me a little bit about the dinners, what you served, and how it was your roots changing from your different artistic disciplines into the culinary art form.
Yes, definitely. So we started the C41 project kind of as a way of getting away from where we are, traveling, kind of reconnecting with a lot of things from our past. Over the years, we then established our home here in Cambridge. And then we started to feel more rooted. Although we still traveled a lot, it seemed like a perfect opportunity. Bama was kind of wandering. He came from New York. He moved to Cambridge, wasn't sure exactly what direction to take. And he always worked on his films, but he wanted a job. So we thought, well, what if we just open, he loves to cook. What if we just open, you know, dinner parties here at home? And we won't charge. We'll have a suggested donation. So we had a number that people, we had a spice drawer where people just dropped their money in and the bills at the end of the night. So there was no real transaction. But the idea was that we would bring people together, cook, and it was just a way of kind of getting things, get some traction and just doing something interesting. At the same time, we realized we really loved to do this. It was so much fun. And so the group of friends would bring friends and that group. So it started to grow. It was an exponential equation where every time we would open it up, more people would come and people that knew people. And so it started to grow. And it was a lot of fun.
Amazing. Well, we're halfway through the build. The energy is growing. The dishes are getting even more exciting. What is the third pairing in this build for us?
So after you have the bit of the opening, the sashimi, the prawns, we have a drink again. So we need to go back to a bit of a taking it easy. We had the candela, we had the fire, we're kind of going, things are warming up. So we have a chilcano, which is my favorite drink.
It's super refreshing for summertime, especially. It's there's a version of with a, ¿cómo se llama el mule?
It's like a Russian mule. It's basically pisco, ginger beer instead of ginger ale, lime juice, and bitters. And you just serve it on a lot of ice, and the freshness of the lime, the tartness of the ginger beer, the pisco, it just goes so beautifully. And so it just kind of calms, refreshes. It's easy to make. Anybody can do it. And that's why I like it. it's simple. And the music is Cumbia Sobre el Río, Celso Piña.
Celso Piña, yeah. The music is Celso Piña. There's a guy from Monterrey when they have a very strong music, folkloric music. But he came and tried to change everything because he just to impose a new style of playing cumbia when everybody's playing another things in Mexico, in Monterrey, Mexico. So yeah, that's why he's the el rebelde del acordeón, the rebel.
The rebel of the accordion. Yeah. Because he changed the whole trajectory of cumbia and introduced it basically to Mexico and took it to another level. Cumbia is more, he went to spend a lot of time in Colombia.
Yeah, no, he's basically having influence for things that he can hear. And he was not that good for the folkloric music, so he preferred create his own style, and that's why he is so strong and so everybody knows him, everybody loves him. He died like 5 years ago only.
Sigue el
Juanma, you talk about the art form of cooking that was taught to you by your mother. It's such a beautiful way to describe cooking, and it's actually a rare thing. I haven't heard of that often. Based on your background, how do you see it as an art form, and what were some of the lessons that you learned from her?
What I learned from my mom, I learned how to feed people. Yeah? We are a big family. We have not that much money, and that was the kind of magic that she can do every single day. So that's basically what I learned, how to feed the people, and how can the food can make the people happy and be content. That's basically what I learned. The other thing that I learned is that the thing that I'm still doing is I can improvise with everything. So whatever is in the fridge, I can do everything from scratch. And that means like every dish that I made from nothing is a single piece. So I cannot make a point about this is the recipe, and it could be something very, very special. Like I say, this was very good, so I can try to do it again and again. And this is how I cook in Vermont. I'm trying new things because we always just can pass by the stores who have the product for the farms. And I basically have to cook with those things. So, little by little, I'm still creating like una carta.
A menu.
A menu, yeah.
We've reached the last song in our build section. This is like right before the big crescendo. You've taken us and we're opening. You've taken us on this amazing journey. We've had a drink. We've had some food. What is this last pairing in this section?
So the next one is after the Chilcano, we've relaxed, we go back into the food. And now it's getting heavier, but the food is heavy. Es la pancheta.
Uh-huh.
But the music kind of takes you back again softly and then builds up again, because that's going to bring you to the next stage. So you want to talk about the dish?
Yeah, es la...
Es de bacombuelos.
Y la panceta de cerdo is the pork belly.
It's a pork belly.
It's
yes.
A pork belly that I learned in YouTube. So I'm very fan of the tutorials and the people who cook in YouTube. So for me, that was the most original, and there's no pretension. It's just people cooking, and I love that. So I found this Cuban recipe. You just have to put to marinate the big piece of pork with salt and sugar. And
brown sugar.
Yeah, brown sugar and salt. So that's it. And yeah, so it's a fantastic flavor and easy to do, and it's so simple. And it comes with a chimichurri, which is something like from Argentina,
So the music is from Argentina, exactly.
Yeah, this is a rock and roll band, very famous from the 80s. It's another band who appeared in Argentina during the dictadura in the 70s, 80s, in the 80s, yeah.
So it starts very slow and then builds up, yes.
Estás mirando y yo voy a caer colgado en tu cien. Vos me estás mirando y yo voy a caer. No me ves, pero ahí voy a buscar tu prisión. De llaves que solo cierran. No me ves, pero ahí voy a encontrar tu prisión. Y la bruma rebota siempre hacia aquí, espuma de miedo viejo. través de mí un paisaje de fantasía.
Been building to this moment. We've had some drinks, we've had some pork belly, we've had some giant shrimp. This is the moment. And also this is the moment where we arrive at Celeste. You know, you've had your own individual artistic practices, you've had these pop-up dinners, and then what made you think, you know what, we're going to formalize this, we're going to actually open up a restaurant? How did you arrive to that end? And tell us a little bit about what you do there.
It's about the success, the previous success of the parties here at home. And the success means that we cannot control it. So there was already something like more than we can cope here at home. So that's why, Maria, we came from a trip and from Europe, and people was waiting, going to another restaurant, trying to keep eating Peruvian food because we're not here for a while. So then we decided to do this.
He said, what if we do it? After we had traveled for a while over the entire summer, we felt like we were ready to take root. Mm-hmm. And one of the ideas about Celeste was that, like C41, although C41 started in 2013, we felt like it kind of dwindled. And in 2018, we actually opened Celeste. We felt like it needed a closure, kind of like what we're building up right now. You project and you kind of have a moment where it all comes together and ends. We felt like that was missing from C41. We just kind of left it dangling. And then we shifted to this new project that we found, this newfound love about food. For me, food has always been a beautiful way of bringing people together. So it's a spatial act, the way that people gather. That in itself, as an architect, I'm very interested to feel how that dynamic works within a space. So we were able to do it here in our home, and it was just lovely because our home would completely expand. It became malleable in ways that you never understood before. So that idea, how can we bring a private moment, like something that is very intimate, like our home, into the public realm to really open our doors to anybody? So that was the intention behind Celeste when we opened it. How can we make this private kind of energy into something that would still retain its DNA, but then be open to the public? And thinking of C41, the way that we just left it dangling, we actually started. And I think also we wouldn't have been so brave to do it if we didn't put a deadline. So we said it would be a 5-year project. We thought the 5 years seemed like the right amount to get started, get something going, and kind of bring it to a culmination.
Amazing. Or a crescendo. Tell us about this pairing. What is the song? What is the dish?
Pachamanca.
Yeah, the Pachamanca, it's a very it's kind of ancestral technique to cook into the earth. So when the earth is not an oven, it's una olla.
It's a pot.
Yeah, it's a pot. And it came from because it's all came from the Incas or before the Incas, people put everything and into make a hole and hit the stones, and the stones will contain the heat and then cover it and with the food inside, and it's more like a como una. Como un pago, como una,
it's a ritual. It's an offering to the earth. So coming full circle, we did Celeste, and then we found this space in Vermont. And we're basically recreating our restaurant at home at our home in Vermont. And so that's what opens up all this other realm of possibilities. And so Juanma had actually done a Pachamanca in the Alps in Switzerland over 10 years ago. And now that we're in the Green Mountains, this is an Andean, very, very old ritual to cook in the earth. We thought, this is what we have to do. I mean, we're all the way here and we're bringing people together. We need to go into the earth and use the earth as the vessel where it is prepared. So the Pachamanca is a dish that's cooked in the earth.
Yeah. Tell us about the musician and the song.
The musician is Manos Duras. Ravi Barreto, he's one of the most important percussionists in the history of the salsa. And before salsa, it was Boogaloo from the streets of New York, the Latino people. It was a very strong music movement of identity in New York in those years, in the 70s. And yeah, cocinando means everything for me. And I was lucky that I can see this guy when I was living in New York and one of his last concerts not in Central Park, it was in City Hall Park. So I was working by there and I hear drums and say, what are those drums? And yeah, and it was something so basic, like drums, es como una tribu.
Like a tribe.
Yeah, it's so tribe.
Tribal.
Yeah. Drums means come over and see, or come over and hear, or come over and be part of. So yeah, I was working, but I say, hold on 1 second. Where did the sound come? So I go out, and he was playing with a band. He was already old and maybe sick, but he was playing with a band of a jazz musician, very young people, and he's one of my favorite musicians. Ray Barreto.
Oh,
Well, we've done it. We've taken people on an epic journey. You've shared so much with us, and what a really, truly beautiful journey. Just an ongoing embodiment of how food can be artistry, music can connect people, and how spaces can bring everyone together. It's just incredible to see the connection and commitment to your practices and through the different mediums over the years. I want to make sure that we get to our palate cleanser. For those of you who are new to the show, the palate cleanser, you just can't be sent home with a legendary song and a legendary culinary moment, an iconic way of preparing food for people on the ground. We got to give people like a little bit more just to relax, to kind of like have a think and just kind of take them out the door. What is the palate cleansing moment for our guests today?
So sweets, we're not really strong on making sweets, but Juanma had this very sweet idea of ending with a very traditional, very homemade dessert, which is called arroz con leche, which is probably everybody knows arroz con leche. It's a rice, rice pudding that, you know, your mother makes you make. And Juanma thought making into an ice cream. So like little, like a popsicle, so that people can just wander around, get to see the space. And we wanted to pair it with something almost, something familiar, something that kind of just made you feel kind of fall into ease. And so this song is, a cover.
It's a cover from Sunny.
Sunny. It's called Cielo.
It's Cielo, and it's a rock and roll band from the 60s in Lima. They call the Yorks. I think it must be one of the year when I born.
Yeah.
And it's a beautiful, it's very calm, and they will send you home relax and after having a very good experience. Yeah.
Cielo means sky. So, yeah.
Well, Maria, Juanma, thank you so much for joining. How can people find you, follow you, come eat at your home, come eat at your restaurant? How do they get a hold of you?
Thank you very much. It was very fun. We have our website. Or you can come to our restaurant, Celeste, in Somerville, Union Square. We we're launching in June, Esmeralda, which is in the hills of Vermont, Andover, Vermont. The EsmeraldaVermont.com is the website for that. And we very soon, another one around the corner, La Royale, reference to the street we live on, which is Royal Ave in Cambridge.
Can't stop. Well, thank you everyone for tuning in to another episode of Crescendo. We hope you have enjoyed this journey. We are going to take you out with Los Yorks. We'll see you next week.
Cielo, no puedes marcharte. Así, cielo, tienes que explicarme aquí. Yo sin ti no viviré, porque de pena moriré. Cielo, quédate junto a mí. Cielo, cuando tú no estabas en mí, cielo, mi canto era triste sin ti, pero al llegar a mí, solo entonces fui feliz. Cielo, quédate junto a mí. Cielo, no me dejes solo sin ti. Cielo, no quise ofenderte así. Te lo pido por favor, no me dejes sin tu amor. Cielo, quédate junto a mí. Cielo, no te lleves tu amor de mí. Cielo, te vas y muy solo, solo yo quiero.
quedaré. Ven y deja de llorar juntito a mí hasta el final. Cielo, quédate junto a mí, junto a mí.
Crescendo is a Nyla Strategics production. The show is edited by Jeet Paul, graphic and visual direction by Luther Himes, PR by MK McGuire for Public Affairs, and digital marketing by Stella Luna. Additional thanks to Molly Bresnitz, Terrence Teh, Ben Miller, Cesar Hawas, and Rebecca Siegel.